Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Māori wardens patrolling the Auckland Central Business District say it's outsiders, not local rough sleepers or homeless, that are causing the most problems. Blaine Hoete, the operating manager for over 60 Māori wardens in the CBD, says outsiders are doing most of the intimidating begging in the streets and antisocial behaviours. He says alcohol and drugs are always the driving factors, and they've noticed an upsurge in people coming into the CBD from other parts of wider Auckland to take advantage of visitors and tourists.
The enticement of that fast money, i.e. begging, because we're now into a high tourist term. And just the other day we had huge ships coming.
Blaine Hoete says it's not just Māori, and they do try to help everyone get off the streets, but it's not easy without greater government support. Entries have opened for the 2024 Ahuwhenua Young Māori Dairy Farmer Competition, and organisers are expecting good numbers despite challenging farm conditions in the wake of recent weather extremes. The chair of the Ahuwhenua Trophy Management Committee, Nukuhia Hadfield, herself a sheep and beef farmer from Wairoa, says flood erosion and road infrastructure damage are still having severe impacts on her own farm. But she says the Young Māori Farmer Competition always attracts top entrants because of the doors it opens for the future.
The practical pathway is a fantastic career opportunity. It actually has a really great lifestyle. And via this will help feed into higher honours of actually managing our Māori farm.
Nukuhia Hadfield says entrants are often inspired to do higher levels of both practical and formal education studies following the competition, which is good for the future of Māori agribusiness. Singer-songwriter Mohi dropped his latest EP, Elements of Aroha, overnight, and says while it might have been more lucrative to make more of his music in the English language, there's something special about the Wairoa of Te Reo. Mohi, born Mohi Wāti Te Reo Allen of Ngāpui, Te Rārawa, Ngāi Te Rangi and Ngāti Kahungunu, says he hopes the rhythm and vibe of the new album will transcend language.
It's a really sweet project, and the reason why I guess it's called Elements of Aroha is because each waiata ties into that overarching kaupapa of aroha. I can't wait for you guys to hear. And Come On Home is such a feel-good, vibey, summery type waiata, so I'm really excited for the fans to hear that one.
Mohi just got back from the International South by Southwest Festival, which he says was huge for exposure for himself and several other Kiwi artists who took part. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!